Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're blessed to stay alive. In Torah Chaim, instructions of life. Torah Chesed, instructions of kindness. Torah Rachamim, instructions of mercies. You're now tuned into blogtalkradio.com. And we humbly suggest that we have the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This is Soul Class number 611. Today's program's presentation is called The Education of Children of All Ages. Blessed is our Creator, Shalom, peace, and bracha, blessing upon the human family experience, and I mean the entire human family experience. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting live on June 14th at 10:03 Eastern Standard Time, live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA, unifying souls actually. Program content will focus on the divine providence that transpired 2 days ago, as we have Israel along with the blessed children of Noah celebrated the giving of the Torah to the 12 tribes of Israel over 3,328 years ago. As well, a connection will be established between that seminal moment in creation with the second section of the Tanya authored by the author Rebbe, a direct descendant of Kings David and Solomon. As well, this presentation is in connection to my being inspired by a Facebook closed group, which will be opened up. And the name of this group is 7 plus 3 Chassidus Chabad for Yeshivas B'nai Avraham, which will soon, hopefully, be an open form for 7 billion plus human souls, all blessed with a divine image, Tzelem Elohim, which is no dream. Our call number is 347-338-8669. Meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your loved ones peacefully and pleasantly. The tags for today's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Tanya, Chassidus Chabad, the Altar Rebbe, Shar Yichud V'Amunah, the Gate of Unification and Faith. Last but not least, the Children of Israel collaborating actively with the Children of Noah to actively eradicate hatred, jealousy, and forms of competition which are not needed upon the face of this blessed earth. With that being said, we have to turn down the music. You've been listening to the a cappella, the music of Rav Ari Goldwag from Eretz Israel. And let's just turn it down. This is called Finally Here. And the whole point is, blessed souls, is that we're not here to get involved in self-aggrandizement or lose focus. And it's certainly unfortunate with the great tragedy which took place in Orlando, Florida 2 days ago. It's easy to lose focus and start to focus on side issues. That being said, before we go any further, I'd like to dedicate today's brief presentation, because all the material I'd like to cover today will not be contained in this one humble presentation. We might turn this into a series. Let's see how that goes. Today's program is dedicated for the Ilah Nishmas of my dear father, Rabbi Shlomo Yaakov, Oliver Shalom ben Chuna David, Oliver Shalom, my grandfather, his father. My father passed on the 9th of Nisan this year, 5,776 years blazing and grazing into the creation, which corresponds to April 17th, 2016. Before we go further, I'd like to share again out of Hashkacha Pratis, Divine Providence, a seminal teaching from Hayom Yom, which was a brief work that was put together by the collated and gathered with the by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, with the guidance of his father, then the sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, Rabbi Yitzhak Schneerson of Lubavitch. And it goes like this: this physical universe is a mixture. It is a meeting place where God meets together, so to speak, with human beings, the select of all creatures. Yet it's also a genat egoz, a garden of nuts. Now the word egoz, which is spelled out in the Hebrew, Aleph, Gimel, Vav Zion, has the mathematical computation of 17, which also is the same mathematical computation as the word Chet, Ches Tes Aleph. So with that being, or Ches 17. One is, I'm sorry, 18, one is 17, but in the Gematrias you can add one, so 17 plus 1 is 18, 18 is 18. What is the point? That where the Creator meets us on this blessed earth, blessed souls, is also a place where we can do what is not right. The Creator gives human beings the capacity to choose freely, that human beings may choose for him or herself a path of life. Surely this is not what that evil young man, Omar Martin, chose to do in Orlando, Florida a couple days ago. I believe this took place on this past Blessed Shabbat. I also want to mention, Blessed Souls, that the purpose of Islam is not to be slaughtering people. The person of Christianity is not to have crusades. And the purpose of the Judaic teachings is not to be casting stones. The purpose of all three major faiths is to usher in the period of redemption. Well, at times judgments have been brought down historically. I just want to mention that we are here to work together. And some of that was accomplished in a more positive fashion with the passing of Muhammad Ali, whatever you feel about him. I do know on a personal note that he had a little bit of an influence on my life. I interfaced with him via television, and he interacted directly with one of my friends on the day of his bar mitzvah, Rabbi Moshe Proman, some 38 years ago, and he was an inspiration for two of my friends, the Drake twin brothers in Paramus, New Jersey, where he served as a hero figure for them because they had lost their father at an unfortunate early age. An example of courage you can find in Muhammad Ali. May be remembered for in a peaceful fashion. But a remembrance for good for this monster of a human being who is taught monstrous teachings, there is no place except for the judgment that they judged upon others. And may their judgment soon become readily apparent to the rest of the human film experience that one does not do things, those matters. That was not an act to bring the redemption closer. That being said, blessed souls, let's go a little bit into the teachings of the second portion of Tanya. Now, I just want to mention as well, I feel a duty to mention as well, that this past Yom Rishon, otherwise Sunday, we had the reading of all around the globe, the 12 tribes of Israel, the Israelite people, the Hebrew Israelite people, the Hebrew Israelite Jewish people. We heard the recitation of what took place over 3,328 years now on that tiny mountain, Mount Sinai, in the Sinai Desert, located somewhere between the Holy Land and Egypt. And the Baal HaTorim, one of the great rabbinical expounders on the significance of the counting of letters and the mathematical computations known as Gematria, taught us that if you were to read out in the Hebrew the Ten Commandments, the Seret HaDibrot as they're called, if you were to count every letter which constitutes what is known as the Ten Commandments, you would get a numerical count of the actual letters to spell out in the Lashon HaKodesh, the Holy Tongue, 620, which the Baal HaTorim learned out equals 620 letters, which can be divided into two portions. 613 letters corresponding to the 613 commandments that we were, in fact, commanded on Mount Sinai. And the other numerical value of 7 plus 6, 613 equals 620, corresponding to the 7 Noahide commandments. So I thought to myself that there is a certain attraction that the majority of the human family experience does have to the Ten Commandments. And the Baal HaTorah revealed this to us, embedded, so to speak, in a hidden manner, or you might say on a human experiential level, subconsciously, are embedded those teachings which were transmitted to all mankind, specifically the Ten Commandments to Israel, and within those Ten Commandments, which are ten general axiomatic commandments, the rest of the other 603, and plus the 7 Noahide commandments. So it doesn't surprise me that most people's introduction to the Bible, as it was to myself, was through the actual Ten Commandments, even before I saw the Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston as Moses. So what do we take from this teaching as it relates to Hashgacha Pratis? Well, the Shla of Horowitz, who was an Achron, who lived over 500 years ago, taught us that the Torah portions that come out during the year are not just by chance that we read. For instance, we started reading from the book of Vayikra Leviticus in the late winter going into the spring, culminating, passing through the first holiday of the Jewish calendar year, which is the way the calendar can be reckoned according to the first month of the year in terms of the enumeration of the months in Nisan. And now we're in the Torah book, the fourth book called Bizmidbar, or also known as Numbers. But as well, what we learned out from that is anything that is taught in any other part of Torah which corresponds to a specific date on the Hebrew lunar calendar, as we did this past Yom Rishon Sunday, is a matter of Shkacha Pratis. So I'm going to try to connect the dots on a very basic level for you, blessed souls, and then I encourage you to do your own research into the matter. First of all, to let you know that there are works by the Rav Horowitz, known as the Shla, Shnei Luchot HaBris, literally the two tablets of the covenant, which have been translated into English. So that's my first suggestion. You go look out. You can go to a Judaica store. You can look it online. There might even be rough translations, free translations online. But I certainly would suggest you get the books that have been published by those wise human beings who put these works together and are now in printed form in bookstores. So the fact that we start in the cycle of learning Tanya, the second section, known as the Shar Yuchud Vamuna, the Gate of Unity and Faith, is preceded by the, so to speak, a subtitle to the second section of the Tanya, which is known as Chinuch HaTan, and it is called the Hakdama, the introduction to the Shar Yuchud Vamuna, the Gate of Unification and Faith. Now, it's very interesting that Chinuch HaTan means concerning the education of a child, which is rooted in a verse which we'll be exploring very soon, hopefully, with the blessings of the Most High, to a teaching from King Solomon in his work, well-known work, Proverbs Mishlei. You see, blessed souls, at Har Sinai, we as a nation went through a process of conversion. We were elevated from the point of B'nai Noach to B'nai Yisrael. Now, that doesn't put B'nai Noach at a lower level as much as responsibilities in the forms of manifested commandments, revealed commandments to the B'nai Yisrael, were added to our responsibility as human beings. And so we basically started day one. We were, so to speak, reborn as a nation. We were childlike in our approach to the Torah. And the Alter Rebbe here in the second section of the Tanya wrote a preface to his Shar Yuchud Vamuna, the Gate of Unification of Muna, on how to approach a child. And in order to approach a child in terms of strengthening his or her commitment to serving Creator and being in service to the human family experience, the Alter Rebbe gleaned, as he wrote in his preface, from sacred books and from teachers who he considered to be, because he was influenced by them and directly interfaced with them, none other than the Maggid of Mezrich, also a direct descendant of King David and Solomon, and the Baal Shem Tov, who he only heard his voice when he was 3 years old, but his teachings he interfaced with through the teachings of his direct teacher, the Maggid of Mezrich. So again, the nation of Israel, so to speak, born out as a fully actualized nation, as the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, as we are recognized as today, over 3,000 years ago. So the Alter Rebbe wants us to know the education of a child. We were childlike at Mount Sinai, blessed souls. So what was the approach that we can take today to sort of connect today to yesteryear of 3,328 years ago? Well, the Alter Rebbe wants us to connect it to the first paragraph of the recitation of the Shema, which is found in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Now, what is of significance to every human being, as I once saw in a sicha by the Lubavitcher Rebbe, another holy man among our people, known as the Chador, Rav Chaim David Azulay, once instructed a Ben Noah that to strengthen him in his service of his desire to cling to and fulfill the seven Noahic commandments, he should pronounce the Shema Yisrael. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. The Ben Noah was told by the Ben Yisrael that it would help him in their service of the Creator. So here we see already the Shaar Yichud V'Emunah in the very preface to what will manifest as helping us understand the uniqueness of Creator, that Creator should not be likened to, the works of Creator should not be likened to the works of Basav Adam, of flesh and blood. Already there's a universalization of how to approach education of a small child, to teach them the unity of Hashem. Now, whether you want to teach your children, if you're the Bnei Noah, or if you're a Bas Noah, you want to teach your children the verse in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9, that has to be your decision. The Alter Rebbe went on to quote in his preface, Chanuch lenar al pidarko gigam yaskin lo yasur memeno. Educate the child according to his way, even as he grows old, he will not depart from it. So if we go back to Mount Sinai, blessed souls, we were introduced to the 10 axiomatic commandments, known as the 10 commandments, which you'd have to go back to the book of Exodus, in the Parsha of Yisro, and if my mind serves me correctly to recall, I believe it's either chapter 20 or 21 for you to read fully the Ten Commandments. And then we as children of Israel, as children in our development as newly actualized Israelites, were introduced in that way. And that was the way to educate us through the Ten Commandments. But today, or at least as of 200 plus years ago from the advice of the Alter Rebbe, that which we want to inculcate in our children should be in a way that they shall not depart from what we initially are asking them to imbibe in, educating them to imbibe in. And even though that what we're teaching a child, just as we have to acknowledge, although every commandment of the Ten Commandments was the truth, it wasn't all of the truth. Because it was also the truth of the written Torah, of the oral Torah tradition, which Moshe took also at Mount Sinai, and all of the rest of the other 603 commandments embedded with them as well, the other seven commandments. So the Ten Commandments was a truth, but it wasn't the perfect truth because it wasn't the presentation of the whole Torah that very first day. It was, so to speak, an introduction to what the Israelites would learn for the next 40 years in the desert and for the generation that went into Israel until this very day. So too, the Alter Rebbe wants to point out to us that we must come to realize that when we educate our children, we can't give them all of the truth at once. But at the same time, too, the way we educate our children should be in a way as they grow older and they're able to, so to speak, shed their childish ways in order to take on more mature manners until they can act as properly functioning, loving human beings. Something from that initial education is the foundation of who they will become as ultimately, with the blessings of the Most High, everyone according to their portion, fully actualized human beings partnering in the human family experience to be good stewards upon this blessed earth. Now, what does the Alter Rebbe, according to the teachings of Chassidus Chabad, want us to know? That the foundations we need to plant within our children, children of all ages, within the childlike manner that we can sometimes manifest, not in a naive sense, but in a way of being drawn to new teachings, being excited by new teachings, that is to teach our children, to teach ourselves to realize the firm eternal roots of wanting to serve Creator, being fellowship with other people, and the foundations of these roots of serving Creator are in the foundations of loving Creator and fearing Creator. And fear, in its root and foundation, is connected to all the ways by which we must refrain ourselves from engaging in evil. And love of Creator is what motivates us to do good, and therefore to engage in all positive commandments of the Torah and that which our sages have taught us. And this will be explained in their proper place. So we see, blessed, what we saw were basically at Har Sinai, a basic presentation of what to do and what not to do. Now, in the seven Noahic commandments, they're all negative commandments. However, it does not suffice to promote the idea that it's only don't do this or don't do that to the children of Noah, because all commandments which are of rational justification, such as doing charity, promoting healthy educational standards, which can be universalized for each culture upon the face of the earth, loving one's neighbor, and many, many more. These are commandments which are also connected to those seven core, so to speak, do not do commandments. Much more to talk about ourselves, but we've actually run out of time. And hopefully, I think we're going to have to do a series on this. Maybe continue with on an alternative basis between what we usually talk about on Tuesdays, which is basically meditation, wellsprings for the human soul. But I think perhaps this is something which is also needed, because after the diseducation of this evil person, Omer Mateen, I believe his name is, in Orlando, Florida, at least we can express our frustration and our unity with the people who suffered, no matter what their orientation is concerning their gender consciousness. They did not deserve to die in such a cruel, cold, Amalek-like manner. So in order to end the show on a high note, I want to wish everyone a great day, and we're going to be signing off as we usually do during this time, where the beauty of music will be projected out through the beauty of the human voice, namely through the beauty of the blessed voice of Reb Yosef Kederner in his Shir Lamalot, a cappella Tehillim 121, which goes like this, because he sings it only in Hebrew. If you don't know the Hebrew, you're not going to understand it. Let me read the words in English. You'll better understand what he's going to be singing. A song for a sense, I shall raise my eyes to the mountains, from where my help come. My help is from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not allow your foot to falter, your guardian will not slumber. Behold, the garden of Israel neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your guardian, the Lord is your shadow, he is by your right hand. By day the sun will not smite you, nor the moon at night. The Lord will guard you from all evil, he will guard your soul. The Lord will guard your going out and you're coming in from now into eternity. And that is so blessed, so the Creator, only the Creator can guard you from now into eternity from all sorts of baseless hatred, as what took place in Orlando, Florida, 2 or 3 days ago. So we're going to be concluding now that all this should manifest in the way of a havachad, one love, gurlachad, one destiny, kolam for all of the dark and darker shalom, in a pleasant and peaceful way. Lahamshik bezer shim esprech, to be continued with the help of the Most High. And just remember, blessed, you've got to be good, because ekteva tov lehetiv, it is the nature of the good to do good. And whether this type of teaching causes you anxiety, ambivalence, or apathy even, because sometimes people get a good teaching, they're apathetic to it, it's okay. because deep inside of you, you can't escape the fact that you are connected to the Creator, each one according to their blessing. That being said, may we raise up our hands and hearts for healing down in Orlando, Florida, and on the four corners of the earth, no matter who the people are, that one day we shall see with the coming, the speedy coming of Mashiach Tikkun, our righteous Messiah, who inner dimensions of divine instruction from the Creator that have never been revealed to any human being by another human being, even to the likes of the prophets of Israel, the prophets of Noah, the children of Noah, in ancient days and in our days. That being said, blessed souls, we'll just sign off and wish everyone a beautiful and blessed day with the rest of Kedurna, Shir Malos, a cappella, Tehillim, Psalms 121. Take care, everyone.
Shir Lamalo Esa Einai El Harim Me'ayin Yavo Ezri Ezri Me'im Hashem Ose Shamayim Va'aretz Al Yiten Lamot Raglecha Al Yanum Shomrecha הנה לא ינום, ינום, ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע. ישמור את נפשך, השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. שיר למעלה, אשא עיניי אל הערים, מאין יבוא עזרי. עושה שמיים וארץ, אל ייתן למות רגליך, אל ינום שומריך. הנה לא ינום, ולא ישן, שומר ישראל. השם שומריך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך מעתה ועד עולם. השם שומרך, השם צילך, על יד ימינך. יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה. השם ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. השם ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם.